proclamation number 4842 dated the February 18th, 1950. True disciples. Working of the Spirit. We misguided teachings. My disciples were enlightened by my Spirit and therefore taught correctly. When they preached for me and my kingdom, they could not utter anything but the words I put into their mouths, the words that my Spirit revealed to them. And they taught the same as I myself had preached to people on earth. They instructed them in my name, they spoke on my behalf, and thus they proclaimed to people the true gospel in accordance with my will. And their true followers will always be those who are likewise enlightened by my Spirit, for only they will speak the truth, only they will be my true representatives on earth. However, anyone who is not enlightened by my Spirit yet preaches all the same will not uphold the pure truth, because a person in whom my Spirit cannot express itself will distort the truth. He will interpret my previously spoken word incorrectly. He will teach errors even though he has acquired knowledge through study and deems himself capable of instructing other people as a teacher. The simplest explanation for it is this: where my Spirit cannot work, my adversary's spirit is at work, and he works in a truly truth-destroying manner. This explains the ease with which my pure teaching can be spoilt and then be offered to people in the form of a distorted representation. To understand the spiritual meaning of my spoken word as I want it understood requires the working of my Spirit within the person. It requires enlightenment of thought, and this in turn requires a way of life in accordance with my will. Nevertheless, the latter does not consist of fulfilling commandments decreed by a church, but solely of fulfilling my commandments, the commandments of love for God and other people. A life of love results in the person becoming a vessel for my Spirit, and only such a person is enabled to instruct other people. Only he knows the spiritual meaning of my every word. And this knowledge is absolutely essential in order to recognize the blatant error into which people have turned my word. This knowledge, which my Spirit gives to a person who wants to serve me, entitles him to teach, and after that every instruction is again aided by my Spirit. Anyone working for me will not utter anything but my will, because I want people to be told the truth. But the spirit of falsehood dominates people because my Spirit, the mediator of truth, can no longer express itself in those who believe themselves to be my disciples' successors, those who are holding the ministry but who have no contact with the giver of truth themselves. Although they interpret my word, they do not know the spiritual meaning of my word at all. They teach what they were taught by the fathers. They thoughtlessly accepted these teachings and unreservedly pass them on, without thinking that sooner or later they will have to answer for every word. Being spiritually blind themselves, they are blind leaders of their fellow human beings. Instead of guiding them into truth, they turn them away from it. I have never preached on earth what they claim to be Christ's teaching, because they only observe the letter and do not understand the true meaning, since my Spirit cannot enlighten them. Believing to possess it, they do not search for truth, thus they do not seek me and therefore I cannot guide them into truth. For if they sought me, they would live within love and then recognize me, because I reveal myself to everyone who believes in me and keeps my commandments. Anyone who wants to be my disciple has to follow me as my apostles did. He has to live a life of selfless love for his neighbor, awakening his spirit within him so that he unites with me through love and subsequently can be taught by me myself. As it is written, "You all shall be taught by God." Single quote, my Spirit will guide him into truth and only then can he be my representative on earth. Amen.